Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 13, 2021. This morning I will talk about daily prayer. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh dear Lord, thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for visions that bring comfort, for healings that relieve pain, and for your presence that instills peace in our lives. Grow my faith. In the power of your Holy Spirit, shape me in the image of your Son. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Mark 1, verses 33 to 35, we read, "And the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." Jesus modeled daily prayer. The Gospel of Luke records the most instances when Jesus prays. The first instance of prayer is during his baptism, when Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. When crowds gathered following miracles of healing, Jesus would retreat to a desolate place to pray. When the Pharisees attacked him for healing on the Sabbath, Jesus climbed a mountain and prayed all night. The following day, in what was among the most important decisions in his ministry, he chose the 12 disciples. While praying alone among the disciples, Jesus posed the question, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" While praying with Peter, John, and James on a mountaintop, Jesus was transfigured. Jesus was praying when the disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." On the night before his death, Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Two things that Jesus' prayers have in common in the Gospel of Luke are that he often prayed alone, and he always prayed at critical points in his ministry. Significantly, God was visibly or audibly present in two of the seven instances of Jesus' prayer, according to Luke. In the book of Acts, Peter and Paul are likewise shown practicing the habit of prayer and experiencing important visions during prayer. From these few examples, we know that God answers prayer. Jesus is not our only model for prayer. Our first model of prayer arises in the book of Genesis. God appears to the pagan king, Abimelech, in a dream where God instructs him to return Sarah to Abraham and to ask Abraham to pray for his healing. Abimelech obeys God's instructions. Abraham then intercedes for Abimelech in prayer and God heals him. Clearly, God cares for pagans and asks us, like Abraham, to pray for them. And this is the first example of prayer in Scripture. Prayer is important in the Psalms. For example, Psalm 51 is a prayer of confession. King David begs God's forgiveness following his adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband, Uriah the Hittite. Psalm 51 is important for Christians because Jesus descends from King David. For Jews, this is important because it requests forgiveness for willful sin not covered by sacrifices under the Mosaic Covenant. The Apostle Paul also models prayer by admonishing us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Unceasing prayer suggests that daily prayer is a misnomer. What we really mean by daily prayer is prayer in the morning, prayer during meals, and prayer before bed, prayer while running, prayer while deliberating decisions, prayer while walking to work. Prayer means opening ourselves to God, and sometimes even words are spoken. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.